Good morning and welcome to today's edition of Talk of the Town, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30 here on Kiowa FM. I'm Tom Trouber. Each day we talk to one of our friends and neighbors from the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on here in our little corner of the world. Talk of the Town brought to you by Citizen State Banks and Sheldon and Boyden Real Community Banks, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon, the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. Our guest this morning is Sheldon Fire Chief Brad Hint, and we will visit with him right after this.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
No debt or low debt after graduation? Sound good? Enroll at Northwest Iowa Community College. Average tuition cost at NCC is about $6,000 versus $30,000 a year at a private college or university. You do the math. It's kind of a no-brainer. And NCC offers $250,000 in scholarship money every year. Don't forget about the Future Ready Iowa program and the opportunity for free college tuition. Yes, I said free. Online or on campus. At NCC, your success is our story.
Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB, for you. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for you mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for you is offered by Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
Welcome back on Talk of the Town. In studio this morning with me is Sheldon Fire Chief Brad Hint. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for the invite.
It's another lovely day, and you, the fire department's been busy this week, and not just with calls.
No, we've had fire prevention this week, Monday and Tuesday. We went to the schools and the preschools. We talked to about 270 kids over the course of the last 2 days.
And you had tours into the fire station.
Yep.
And fortunately, the bells didn't go off while they were there.
No, they didn't.
Although I would imagine that has happened before.
It has happened, yes. We've had calls during fire prevention.
And I would imagine that the kids just eat that up.
Oh, they do. They get excited in that. They just get excited about coming to the fire station.
And, uh-huh.
You know, having the kids there is just, it's much excitement to them as it is to the firefighters that do the fire prevention and talk to the kids. And it's an enjoyable week.
Of course, for the kids, if they get to see the flashing lights and the sirens and smell the diesel fumes, that makes it even better.
It is. And also, they like the trucks and the lights. We do want to get them talking to them about what a firefighter looks like when we go to a fire.
Mm-hmm.
We dramatically change once we get all our air packs on and face mask, and we want them to make sure they still remember that there's a friendly firefighter underneath, should they ever encounter us in a fire.
Well, and that's exactly right. If because that's going to be a traumatic experience in itself for the kid, and then seeing somebody coming in that looks like a Martian, basically, from their perspective, has got to be make it even worse.
Yeah, it is. And we keep telling them, you know, you see our friendly firefighter now. He changes when he gets his gear on, and we want you to be our friends. We don't want to hide under, you know, bed or furniture or in your room. We want to be able to find you.
Absolutely. And, of course, that's a challenge in a burning structure anyway.
Yes, it is. You know, you have a lot of times you have zero visibility, you have high heat. And, you know, the technology has helped quite a bit with the thermal imaging cameras. It helps to go in and do searches and that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but it doesn't overcome everything.
No, it doesn't. It still takes that knowledge of the wherewithal of the firefighter and the environment he's in. And a lot of that comes from the training they have, experience, from classroom to hands-on experience.
Well, you know, and I've always admired firefighters. It takes a special breed of person to willingly run into a burning structure.
As people are running out.
Exactly,
yes.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, it's a good community service. We enjoy doing it. We have a great group of firefighters on the department. I want to say in Northwest Iowa, the groups we work with, they are all great. They're there to do a job, do it in an efficient and timely manner, and we get the job done and we go home.
And these days, the further we go, the more professional the fire departments and the firefighters become. It's not like the old, in the 1960s when I was a kid, and you just jumped off in a truck and went and got out the hose. There's actual technology. It's a lot of training involved and very professional departments.
Yes, they are. You know, the training for Firefighter 1, I think it's roughly about 150 to 160 hours of classroom above and beyond the regular fire meetings and training that we have in-house. And then Firefighter 2, I think, is, I'm not 100% sure on the numbers, but you're right up there, maybe 90 hours. So it takes a lot of training, and we like our guys to go through the training so they have the knowledge behind them, and when they get into the environment, they're able to handle those situations.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we will talk about more on Talk of the Town, and we'll do that in 60 seconds.
The train station 2 has arrived in Sheldon. Docked and happy to serve with fine daily specials. Enjoy some incredible foods and some delicious appetizers any day of the week. 3 p.m. to close and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sundays. Enjoyable, wonderful food creations off a generous menu and amazing atmosphere. Board the train at the train station 2 in Sheldon.
Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side in the Crossroads Edition, the newest outlet for top shelf liquors, quality smokes and gummies to help with pain and anxiety. See them for the greatest products and the convenience of the all-new drive-up window on the east end of the building. Sit tight and comfortable in your car while they help you.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, talking to Sheldon Fire Chief Brad Hint. Coming up tomorrow night, you have the fire department supper.
Yes, we do. We have a burger feed at the fire station, 5 to 7. Free will donation, burgers, I believe chips and beans, and then the firefighters' other halves are making desserts, okay. Bars and cookies and that kind of stuff. So lots of good food.
And we'll give a shout-out to the O'Brien County Cattlemen who'll be there so you don't have to be standing over a hot grill.
That is correct.
Yeah, so that's, what, 5 to 7?
5 to 7 tomorrow night at the fire station, so come on down. It's a free will donation. Come enjoy a supper. We'll look around the fire station. We'll have the trucks outside. We'll have question and answers if you have questions about, you know, our equipment, our training we do, about if you're interested in becoming a member. We're always willing to take new members on.
Absolutely. And plenty of parking on the east side of the fire station and in the city parking lot on the east side of the community building.
Also the parking lot on the south side of the station. Okay. We'll have our trucks right out in front on the street.
So. All right. Well, I know that it's easy to tell when you're out on a fire call because that parking lot on the south side is pretty well full.
It's pretty full, yes.
Because that, of course, is where the firefighters park. I remember back in the old days, they parked along Fifth Avenue there, and that got a little dicey getting the trucks out.
Yes, it did. It was a little tight going through there with cars and then people getting out of their cars and that. So back in the days of the past.
Yes, thank goodness they're past. We are raising money with this burger feed for a piece of equipment that we don't always realize we need. You know, we were talking about off the air. You don't always realize what you need until you need it and don't have it. And one of those things was illustrated in June when the flooding came.
Yes. We've talked about it off and on. We bought a small boat, but we want to get a bigger one for if we have to do any other rescues again like we did here with the flooding. You know, the state came in and put in some borrow pits. So, you know, over the last 4 years, five years, I think we've been called out 4 times for different type of water rescues. Mm-hmm. We did one in February, an ice rescue where the bridges overflowed and the lady went off into the creek. We got called out to a couple of them for ice rescue. not in our territory, but our neighboring town. And then here in June, we had two of them, and we just thought, you know, it's time we maybe get a bigger boat, an inflatable one that we can put a couple more people on instead of single people.
Well, and when you stop to realize that by the time you get the number of fire department rescue personnel in the boat that are necessary to do the job, it doesn't leave a whole lot of room for the people you're rescuing.
No, it doesn't. And we found that out here in June. Our guys had to walk beside the boat when they got the people in. And we just want to be able to have everybody safe.
And of course, walking beside the boat in waters with current is not a good thing.
No, and then you don't know where the ditch line is or the fence line, and it just made it a little bit difficult, but they got it done. And, you know, along with that boat, we want to buy other rescue equipment that goes with it, some waterproof suits, some more ropes. So there's other attachments that go along with that.
Now, in the last couple of years, you have gotten a new, not originally planned, but you got a new ladder truck, and that's yes. working out well, I trust?
Yes, very well. That's working out very well the last couple of years. And then also with some grant money, we've been able to buy a lot more rope rescue equipment, and we can specialize that truck with that rope rescue equipment from heights if we have to get somebody, mm-hmm. you know, from a second story or somewhere, or, you know, do some type of rescue. We've got that. And then that's also for firefighting.
And that truck gets used more than one might think in our
yes.
area.
Yep. I think in the month of, February, or maybe it was January, not quite sure. Either month, I think we were out four times with that truck and actually pumped water.
Mm-hmm.
And one night was in a blizzard.
So. And that's always fun.
Yes.
But, you know, and that truck particularly, not every department has the ability, shall we say, to acquire a vehicle like that or a tool like that. And so you get called out to neighboring towns that don't have ladder trucks of their own.
Yes, that's correct. We get called out to neighboring towns to help them with that truck, and we're willing to go. And we've got a group of guys that are really trained well in that truck, and we have those key people in that truck. And we train other people as well, but we have a focus group that really trains well on that truck and knows
sure.
how to operate it.
Sure. Now, you have, how many trucks do you have?
We have a total of five.
Okay.
So we have two pumpers, we have a rescue pumper, we have a tanker, and then we have the ladder truck. And then we also have just purchased, are in the process, we have all the contracts and that signed up, and now we're waiting for it to be built. We're getting a new tanker.
Okay.
2,000-gallon tanker. You need a tanker for the rural areas, so we mm-hmm. want to... Our tanker's currently 18 years old, and it's 2 years build time. So we won't uh-huh. see that truck until the fall of 26.
Yeah.
So it takes 2 years to build that truck. It's coming out of Laverne, Minnesota, Midwest Fire. And that'll benefit our rural area. We're going to add an additional tanker. So instead of 2,000, now we're going to have 4,000 when we get on scene.
Fantastic. And so that will replace the old tanker truck.
It will replace it, but we're also going to keep that old truck just so we have an extra tanker, because we only have one tanker, and when you have a 1,000-gallon a minute pump, 2,000-gallon tanker doesn't last long.
No, it certainly doesn't. So, now the engines, the pumper trucks, about how, what's the lifespan approximately?
We go about 20 years on a truck.
Okay.
And then we replace it.
Okay. So, you know, when you look at it in that perspective, though, they're a chunk of change to buy, but it seems a lot more affordable when you realize that you're spreading that out over a 20-year period before you have to do it again.
Yep, 20 years. And then the other thing is the maintenance is better. It seems like they start adding up in repair costs after 20
yeah.
years of maintenance and upkeep. And so we've decided that, you know, it's been, boy, years past, and the past fire chiefs and officers of the department kind of came up with that, and we've just kind of kept that rotation going.
Yeah, fantastic. And of course, the Sheldon Fire Company gets new vehicles, apparatus, and there are a couple of reasons for that. First, I would guess is the volume of calls that you handle.
Yep, 10-year average is 125 calls. We've had, that's a 10-year average. So far this year, we're up to 98. Last year, I believe it was around 109 calls.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then it was, as we found out before we got this new ladder truck, If you buy new equipment, you're in a better position with insurance if something should happen to it.
Yes. Yep. So, with insurance, replacement costs and all that. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's remind folks again, the burger feed tomorrow night, 5 to 7 at the Sheldon Fire Station. Come on down. Plenty of parking on the south side of the station, on the east side of the community building. Stop by and say hello. Enjoy a burger. Free will donation. Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to meet the people that hopefully you never have to have come to your house.
That is true. And one last thing, Tom, I want to recommend and have people check their smoke alarms. It's this time of year to check your smoke alarms, make sure you got a working battery in them. We go to a lot of fires, and they do not have working smoke detectors. It's a cheap piece of insurance. Like I tell the kids there, it's your best friend. It's always sniffing for smoke.
Seems like my wife checks our smoke alarms every time she fries chicken.
That's between you and her on that one.
And I tell her, sweetie, normally the food's done before that particular timer goes off.
Yes. But, so.
Yep. Anyway, Brad, thanks for stopping in.
Yes, thank you, Tom, for having us, and hope to see everybody tomorrow night.
Sheldon Fire Chief Brad Hint on Talk of the Town. We'll be back after this.
Nicholas Keen and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's Talk of the Town on Classic Hits, Kiowa FM. Talk of the Town brought to you by Maintainer Corporation, Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene, by Northwest Iowa Community College, Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, Sanford Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and the Train Station in Alton, and Train Station 2 in Sheldon. Join us every Monday through Friday morning at this time for Talk of the Town here on Classic Hits, Kiowa FM Radio.